Awareness is the martial arts skill of living fully in the present moment in order to know the correct path of action. When others are being guided by their fears, or their wrath, or even their hunger and thirst, the trained mind becomes aware of the situation and makes a choice based on knowledge, not need. The practice of awareness can give you a richer, more full life. It can open your mind and broaden your experiences and help you recognize that you are a vital part of the human race right now. In the study of martial arts, silent awareness is crucial. The samurai, that class of men who raised martial combat to a near theology of life, incorporated awareness and stillness so profoundly into their minds and conduct that truly they could be called alert men at rest. In fact, another name for martial arts practice, most often applied to karate, is moving zen. In a fight, even in the rush of fists and feet flying, the trained combatant is deeply quiet and profoundly aware. This is how I learned awareness. That's what we called it when I studied martial arts. And becoming aware spills out of martial arts training into real life. First, using awareness in everyday life. In my high-stress, rapid-paced life, I easily gain weight when I'm under pressure. This is because I put my mind on whatever conflict I am addressing, and I let my body go on autopilot. So I end up eating whenever it occurs to my appetites to trouble me for food. Without even thinking, I grab whatever is at hand that's quick and easy to eat. But by practicing awareness, I first realize that my mind is in one place and my drive for food is in another. So the first part of becoming aware of the present moment is to ask, am I really hungry? Sometimes that's enough to consciously decline from eating. No, I'm not really hungry. I'm bored, or I'm anxious, or I'm weary, or something in the kitchen just smelled really good and I want to taste it. If I am a little bit hungry but I need to wait, I may make myself coffee. If it's too late in the day for coffee, I have a great popsicle. These weigh in at 60 calories, much less than most stuff I would instinctively munch on. Awareness also helps with my purchases. Now that I am unemployed and have been for several months, I have become a couponer. I set a goal to spend only $40 a week on groceries and only $50 a month on gas, which is one full tank at current prices. By using coupons very strategically and with a lot of planning, and patrolling of my local grocery stores, which I always do on foot, I have been able to stay in my budget. I have become very aware of my spending, of how to economize, and of everywhere I can reach by walking rather than driving. Next, using awareness to do good. Awareness can lead to temperance and frugality, good traits in any endeavor. But the Christian can also use awareness to do good to others. Remember, if you're coming out of fundamentalism, but still believe in Christ and Christianity, we Christians are commanded to do good to others. We must find ways to exercise the loving kindness of God to other people. I clip coupons to the extreme. I hunt for coupon inserts in recycle bins and dumpsters. And as I became proficient in the art of couponing, I became aware of the people around me in the grocery stores who also coupon. I became aware of the cashiers themselves who coupon. I realize that many of the people around me are a good deal poorer than I am. So now when I get the Sunday coupon circulars, I clip all the coupons. I require only a small percentage of them, and the rest I give away. The extra coupons were always there. The people who needed them were always around me. But I had to become aware of this opportunity by focusing on them rather than on myself and my own interests. I have further learned as I drive my car to be aware of my role of acceptance with the Father. I have a right to pray to God because of Jesus Christ, and I have a command from Him to intercede for others. So when I practiced awareness, I realized that prayerfulness is essential, particularly now when so many people need prayer. But I wanted to avoid needless repetition. I can't say the same thing over and over for every single person I see. So I took up the practice, as I am driving, of praying for any person on foot that I see. I became aware of what I would want a stranger to pray for me, and it's simple. I ask the Lord to keep this person from harm, to keep this person from harming others, and to grant to this person the fear of God and the love of Christ. These days, I have extended the practice to people on bicycles, and as a former bicyclist, I also ask God to mercifully protect their bodies, their flesh, and their bones as they ride. When I see a bicycle rider without a helmet, I also ask the Lord to give the bicycle rider the wisdom to wear a helmet. Now, this isn't something to go around challenging other people to do. It is private, and it is founded on a certain experience of prayer. It is not to be imitated on its own merits, but the practice of awareness of others and the means we have to do good to them is to be practiced. Fundamentalism insulated you. It separated you from humankind. Awareness can help reinstate you as part of humankind. Then, practice awareness as a lifelong habit. We can all learn to become aware of the needs and the vulnerabilities of others around us. It doesn't have to be the way I have done it, but Christians should be aware of their rights, privileges, and duties before God. In a suffering and fallen world full of corruption and treachery and sickness and trauma, we are heirs of a kingdom. We have been charged to bring this kingdom in upon the earth and make it glorious to the honor of God, and we need to be aware of that. So let us be aware of being Christians and what that means. What awareness requires for the Christian is to drop out of self-interest. Whoever you are, whatever you have suffered or not suffered, there are people around you who are suffering, and you can pray for them. Christians who become aware can start applying the graces that we have been given to help others. And I need to diligently practice awareness as well, for I easily forget to be aware of this present moment and the value to God of the next person I see. I get so caught up in the latest dramas in my life that I have often been guilty of neglecting the habit of prayer. Awareness is a continual thing. A person has to keep practicing it. We go into autopilot with incredible ease. Our bodies, our needs, our appetites, our expectations, they all interfere with awareness of the present moment and the realities of the present moment. But awareness has other benefits, particularly for those who have suffered and want to improve their quality of life. I hope to say more about this soon. Note, people who have gone through certain therapies may listen to this podcast and think, oh, she's talking about mindfulness. In a lot of ways, I am talking about mindfulness, but I didn't learn it via psychology. I learned about it through the martial arts. My guess is that psychology has refined mindfulness in certain ways. So instead of confusing people, I am going to refer to this trait the way I learned it, awareness. But if you see that it is similar or even identical to what you learned as mindfulness, that's why. They come from the same root.